Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And we're back here on a getaway Friday night, 17 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears, Angie Evers having a great time pre-Halloween. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you'd like to call in about anything, so far we have Sarah in twice in the Halloween trivia contest. Now, you said you wanted to do the kerfluffle tonight.
Oh, well, I changed my mind. I mean, you can pick it. But you have to just tell me, because you didn't tell me last time.
Now, Harding is up. We got a call during the break that Harding is down. Harding is in the playoffs, and they're losing.
Well, as of third quarter, it was, I think Harding had 21, and their opponent had 41.
Interesting. All right, let's see. What can I use as tonight's kerfluffle item? Maybe make it a little easier so we get it tonight. Let's see. What could I use? Okay. Here's one for you. Tonight's kerfluffle item is gray. Now remember, it's in a radio studio. It's in the studio with me right now, gray. And you can ask any yes-no question you want about this item. And I will tell you yes or no when you call in, and then you can guess what the item is. That's how we play kerfluffle. Tonight's kerfluffle item, the Halloween edition, is gray. The item is gray. 740-383-9944. Any yes-no question you've got about tonight's kerfluffle item. And remember, you can say really any question with a yes or a no, and then guess the item. But the color is gray, and it's in a radio studio. That's what we know so far, and that's how we play kerfluffle. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I was thinking all the Halloween stuff will be gone come Monday. Monday's November.
So do you have turkeys and...
No, we don't have any Thanksgiving decorations, so I guess we'll be dry for 24 days, and then out comes the Christmas stuff.
Hmm. Well, we'll have to get some turkeys and hams.
You know, I haven't heard back yet about the bus for the big Christmas lights bus tour, so I'm going to have to work on a plan B. I've seen a bunch of these trailers in town. It might just end up on a trailer. Might be like a hayride. The Christmas hayride. Go ahead, caller.
I got it, Scott.
Okay.
Geraldo has finally come because he has gray hair. That's the answer.
Well, just when we thought
come
you
on,
had it.
Geraldo finally came. That's it. You know he's got gray hair. That's the answer.
Have you been drinking tonight, Adam?
No, just coffee, but it kind of wore off.
It wore off. Oh, I thought you might have been into the Halloween, libations.
That's a good answer, Scott.
Well, yeah, but Geraldo's not here, you know?
I mean, remember before you mentioned it was green, and I said it was Glenn because he has green glasses?
Right.
So that was wrong, even though that was a good answer. But this has got to be it, because we've been trying to get Geraldo to come to our so-called little station.
Oh, here
we
go.
And when he comes, he'll realize it's not quite as little as his program manager claims it to be. So that's he's hiding somewhere. I think he's hiding probably on the side of the deck or possibly in the bathroom.
Well, he could be, but if he is, I don't see him. So that is not our kerfluffle item tonight.
But that's a good answer.
As Bob Barker would say, try again next time.
Well, anyway, I listened in more detail to yesterday's festivities. When I called this morning, I only heard parts of it. So I definitely formed some opinions. Interestingly, they really weren't surprising. They were the opinions I was expecting. So if you want me to give a quick rundown, I can. It's up to you.
All right, go ahead. Give us a quick rundown of last night.
Not surprisingly, very impressed by Ayers, Ratliff, and Kai Mead. Ayers kind of reminds me of myself, you know, because he likes to joke around, but oftentimes the jokes have a good message. So I think, and I talked to Terry about this too, and he agrees. I think one of the best campaign lines and one of the best lines ever said in the station was, you know, they're not Democrat potholes, they're not Republican potholes, they're Marion potholes, which is right. Let's have less divisiveness and more realizing that we're on the same team. And I just like how he tells it like it is with a dash of humor, but it has a message. Again, that's kind of the way that I express myself. I kind of see a little bit of myself in him. So very, very impressed with that. And Kai, they are very similar in many ways. Very impressed with both.
Any other observations?
Yes, I don't like to be too negative. I was very unimpressed with Tara Dyer. She seemed disinterested. She was had a delay in answering a lot of questions and didn't seem that enthused by the whole process. Kind of surprising, as we've had her on before and she's been a good guest, so maybe it was an off night. Just not overly pleased. Plus, you had a really good question, like mention something good about someone from the other party. And Ayers and Kai, of course, gave great answers. One of them mentioned about Martin Watts and that he's just been awesome. And judged by your talk with him at the station, I wouldn't expect anything else. So hats off to him. He's working 25 hours a day. But with Tara Dyer, she dwelled on the negativity that there has been things said about her that were not positive, and then she mentioned 600,000 people dying from COVID. I want to hear about an opposing party member that you like, and Ratliff stepped up to the plate, and like I wouldn't expect anything else from him. And that really rubbed me the wrong way. So I don't want to be negative, but you know, you ask, you know, I'll tell it like it is. So that's kind of, and I guess Dr. Arndt, I guess one of the Boston people kind of mentioned, I guess they thought his name was Dr. Arndt, and I know it's Arndt, of course, and I guess, you know, he kind of mentioned he goes by Dick, or he goes by different names, but you still called him Dr. Arndt. Is he a medical doctor, Scott? Is he a PhD? I wasn't even sure what kind of a doctor he is.
He's a PhD. He was a former city school he was a county school superintendent.
Okay, he's a PhD like Dr. Feynman, and of course I call him Ron. So I wasn't even sure, but that was just a bit amusing, because sometimes it is. Like, remember you had the woman who was an expert on climate change, Virginia, and she was a PhD, and you called her Virginia, and I called and said, well, you called her Virginia, but you called Dr. Ron Feynman.
Oh,
Dr.
Lord.
Feynman.
Well, this is all fascinating.
but the interesting thing, though, is that Dr. Arndt wasn't, I mean, his PhD certainly is useful in being in city politics, but only indirectly. So in that case,
next time I'll just say, "Hey, you" to everybody. Hey, yeah, get up to the microphone.
Yeah, just calling him Dick might be preferable. I don't think he really cared, but it was a bit humorous.
I think I said their name. I think I just said everybody else's full. Tara Dyer, Ayers Ratliff. I mean, what do you say, Richard Arndt?
But wasn't like Richard his middle name, and something like you said, he goes by Dick, so I wasn't quite sure, and you just called him Dick.
I don't know!
The Boston guy got kind of confused. I was a bit confused, and again, I didn't bother looking it up. I was going to, but I didn't quite know what kind of a doctor he was, and that kind of, it makes it interesting, because you do, and I'm not sure what you call Ted Strickland. As you know, I'm not a fan of his, but
Governor.
I greatly appreciate what a friend he's been to the station.
Governor.
He's a PhD. Yeah, but he's a PhD, so you could have called him Dr. Strickland.
I think when somebody is elected to a position, I was told by many people that they prefer, unless they tell you otherwise, unless you know them as a friend, and they've said, call me blah,
right.
You should call them by their elected title.
And that's where, interesting, remember how Greg Leshefka, whom I am a very big fan of, he told you to call him Greg. That was kind of fascinating.
Well, I think it's mayors are a little different. If you've been a governor of a state, I remember one time Jesse Ventura was talking to an interviewer, and somebody called him The Body, which was his wrestling name, which was where he became famous, but he did not like that. He said, call me governor, because he felt that that was disrespectful, dismissive to him.
The whole thing about titles, it is fascinating. And, again, we have people that are also lawyers.
Well, I think when you're in radio, one of the reasons, if I have Governor Strickland on, I want people to know he's a governor and why he's here giving the opinion. And if I have Dr. Feynman on or somebody like that, I just don't want them to think I got, Ron, my buddy's on the air giving an opinion. I want people to know he's got an opinion.
The climate change woman, you know, I forget her last name, but she's a PhD, and you called her Virginia.
I think she told me to call her Virginia.
Oh, okay. I wasn't quite sure, because I never called Ron anything other than Ron. I mean, I might call him.
But then people think you're just talking to your buddy. They don't have any idea why he's on your show.
He is kind of like a friend to me. I mean, we're still friends. I mean, we can have our differences, but, you know, intelligent adults can still shake hands even if they have differences. And I respect his knowledge, which is quite vast. And just respect that he still teaches and wants to share his knowledge with the world.
So anything around the debates last night?
That's about it. Just those are the three. It really wasn't a surprise. But, yeah, I did like Ayers before. I sometimes mention Kai more because, I mean, he is a friend because he's been on the show and I just know him better. I am connected with Ayers on Facebook. But I've never met him. I'm just really impressed. Honestly, I'd like to see him as governor and see Kai as lieutenant governor if Kai's old enough to be lieutenant governor. So
Don't hold your breath, Adam.
I know you can't. I know you can't. You can't provide an opinion, which is fine. But and I just like his style. It's like mine, where he does put a little bit of humor into it, but the humor is actually serious and does have a message that, you know, it's a Marion pothole. It's not a Democratic pothole or a Republican pothole. I giggle, but that is just so true. And I don't know how else to say it. The whole city council. Mentality is exactly analogous to that, and I just wish I was in a position where I could vote for him. But
we shall see what happens.
Know if
on
you that. Are in his district, he's a good choice. And interestingly about the fruits and the vegetables, what Craig mentioned. And again, another, I just call him Craig. So again, but what
you do whatever you like, Adam. You call people whatever you want.
What Craig said is correct, but interestingly, sometimes a squash, because actually watermelons is considered more close to a squash than it is a melon. That squashes can be considered more of a vegetable because of the taste, but they do have the pits and they do come from the flower, as he mentioned. But sometimes there is a bit of a gray area, and that is kind of fascinating. And generally, with like coming out of a vine. Like tomatoes. Tomatoes are a berry, but berries are a kind of fruit. And they just come from a vine instead of a bigger structure. But of course, a bigger vine can be bigger than a small tree. So it's definitely not an A or B issue in many cases. It just makes things kind of fascinating. But you know, the world's an interesting place, Scott. And your show is, as usual, a good way to spend Friday evening, especially when you don't really have a life like yours truly.
No, my fans have lives. They want to be here where it's happening, because this show is where it's happening on Friday night.
Anything you want to ask me?
Not that I can think of at this point. But
Terry spoke with some school board candidates. That's on the website right under the big show. And there will be a broadcasting extravaganza this Monday morning about 10:15 a.m. So,
who's on that extravaganza?
Well, I'm on.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, if it's an extravaganza, I expected there to be some big guests.
Well, we may have a surprise. So, you know, between 8:15 a.m. this Monday.
It's not
and
that
11,
Lucas guy again, is it?
He's certainly due for an appearance.
Is he?
So anyway, 8:15 a.m. to 11.
I hear him a lot.
make the coffee and cancel all your other plans, because there will be great, first Scott, of course, and then yours truly.
Are you ignoring my questions, Adam?
Well, he is due for another appearance. So
I'm just saying, I just heard him on Thursday. Maybe it was a repeat, but I think we're aware of what's going on with him. Has there been a change in the case?
There are some updates and additional people joining as co-litigants, so we may check in with him.
That woman in Toledo is a little flighty.
I thought she was extremely articulate.
She's no doctor. I'll tell you that. She's no doctor.
Yeah, she's actually, interestingly, she's studying for her PhD in this whole issue.
Tell her that when she gets that doctorate, she can come on my show, and I'll call her doctor.
See, you'll call her, Charity Anderson. You call her Dr. Anderson.
Yeah, but now I'd have to call her Charity. And if I had her on my show at this point, it would be for Charity, because I just said I couldn't understand what she was saying.
It would be Dr. Charity, which would be kind of a cool-sounding name, wouldn't it?
Well, it would, but I think she was a philanthropist.
Well, I guess you could kind of look at it that way.
Like a wise man once said, there are no named potholes. There are doctored potholes, and there are regular potholes.
I mean, she lives near, she goes to UT, so I guess she's a Michigan fan. Of course, you went to OSU, so you could always talk about football.
Sure. I probably could. I don't know. I just think that this Lucas man, and this is all I'm going to say about him because he's been on my show, I understand what his opinion is. I understand how he feels. But I don't know if anything's happening. I mean, it doesn't seem to change. There hasn't been any movement in the case. There hasn't been any movement in his opinion. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll invite him back. We'll see. But anytime I sit in that chair and stand behind the microphone, it's going to be a humorous, entertaining, sometimes controversial, and surprising.
I think you're better off to go with the psychic.
Jimmy will certainly return. We had good feedback on that show.
Oh, everybody loves a psychic.
It went really well.
Yeah,
and he's a fascinating guy. So
what was that thing he talked about on his show? Rickshaw. What was that thing? Rickshaw.
Reiki.
Oh, Reiki. Reiki.
Well, yes, I was intrigued that he does Reiki on pets.
What is that?
And, well, it's where you put your hands close to it doesn't have to even be an animate object. It can be a car, but it's most commonly done with people. And the person receiving the Reiki gets your energy, and that's used for different kinds of healing. That's a very simplified explanation.
Well,
but that's
basically
what it
is. I do Reiki a lot this time of year.
Well, you mean raking, like your leaf?
No, I Reiki the yard, yeah. Reiki the yard and Reiki the street.
He gives lessons, so he's quite a fascinating gentleman.
Right into those Democratic and Republican potholes.
Yeah, well, they're Marian potholes, and they're very, very good. And it just that's the kind of thing that I would say, Scott. That's why. It's that dry humor that actually, you giggle, but you realize it actually means something.
Well, we'll see if it keeps them in office.
Yeah, Tuesday will be a good night, and we'll see how these races come about.
All right. Thanks, Adam. Happy Halloween.
Thanks. You too, Scott. Have
Bye-bye.
A nice.
All righty. Where were we?
Probably Kerfluffle.
Kerfluffle. The item is gray. You can ask me any yes-no question you like. The item's in the studio. 740-383-9944. 35 minutes past the hour. That's 740-383-9944. Holy bejesus. Go ahead, caller.
Do you walk on it?
You do not walk on it. You do not walk on it. It's gray, and it's in the studio. 740-383-9944. I think we got cut off a little early with that caller. Hopefully they call back, because I think they were going to say something else. You cannot walk on it. The item, though, is gray. 740-383-9944. Reiki your yard. Go ahead, caller.
Do you wear it?
You do not wear it. You do not wear it. Any yes, no question you like in regard to tonight's kerfluffle item. It is gray, and it is in the studio. I hope we get it before 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight. It's gray. It's in the studio. You don't walk on it. You don't wear it. What could it be? 740-383-9944. And we got the recap on last night's candidates night. I don't remember that line. Did Ayers say that? The Republican potholes and Democratic potholes?
Yes.
I must have fell asleep during the thing last night. The Boston people reappeared this morning.
I did. I heard that.
And had listened to that last night.
Yeah.
I think they were looking for material, to be honest with you. And trust me, they got a lot out of it last night. They got some material.
Well, I have a hard time. Like, I enjoyed listening to everybody and hearing their opinions, but I get sleepy.
Go ahead, caller.
Is it material?
It's not material, no. Good. Good question. How many times can I say good? It's a good question, though. It is not material. 740-383-9944. Tonight's kerfluffle item is gray. It's in the studio. Maybe people are listening to the games tonight.
Yeah, they could be, because since River Valley and Harding were playing, I mean, I think the games are over now, probably.
It's a shame that Harding is not doing very well. The item's gray. Does anybody know what the kerfluffle item is? It's gray, and it's in the studio. Have you ever heard this Lucas man?
No, I had no idea what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, Adam has this guy on. His name's Lucas. And he was on my show one morning. But he's got some kind of case with the... It's a case against the president, I think. And somebody else... Yeah, about wearing masks on airplanes. So I don't know.
Weird.
Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Is it plastic?
Not plastic. Good guess, though. Good question, I guess I should say. Good question. It is not plastic. It is gray, and it's in the studio. What is it?
Did you see where the other day that person got punched? Like, the flight attendant got punched on the airline.
For what?
It was, like, a disgruntled passenger. I don't know if there was a reason. I don't know.
No, well, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
People should be able to settle their problems in a better way than fisticuffs.
I always thought it would be fun to be a flight attendant.
You know, a lot of people, I think, have wanted to go into that field. I think it'd be a tough job. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
I have two more answers, Scott, if I haven't hogged your show like
no.
I always do.
No, you're fine.
They're both very lame, boring answers, but they could be right. I forget if that microphone is gray or black. I honestly, I don't remember. My studio microphone is gray, so maybe it's a microphone. The other answer, and this came up last time because they can be multiple colors, would be a pen. I know we got a gray ballpoint pen in there somewhere.
Not a pen, not a microphone, but two good guesses.
What color is our microphone? I forget.
Purple.
Well, that's the cover thing. What's the stem?
Oh, the stem? Black.
Okay, I forgot if it was black or gray. Because I have the RE20 at my home studio, and that's gray. So, yeah. Okay, well, those are good answers. Is there maybe, like, dust? Dust is gray. Is there maybe some dust somewhere on the table or something?
There is some dust, but it's not dust.
That's a good answer.
Well, it's a good guess, but not the answer.
Okay, well, I tried. A pen is a boring answer, but we do have pens of varying colors there. Okay, have a good evening.
Right, bye-bye. Tonight's kerfluffle item is gray. Are we not going to get it again? 41 minutes past the hour. Tonight's kerfluffle item is gray. Any yes, no question you want to ask? Go ahead. 740-383-9944, and maybe we'll get this item tonight.
I know this is kind of an odd question for you, but have you ever been to craft shows?
Yeah, I've went to them.
Yeah. Do you like them?
Some of them are okay. It just kind of depends on what they're crafting, selling. Some of them are very... there would be nothing there that would interest me. But some of them have quite a few things.
Yeah.
Last night I was watching a show on Crosley Radios.
Oh.
I'm very interested in Crosley Radios because that all started in Cincinnati. WLW, the nation's station. Go ahead, caller.
Is it metal?
Yes, it is metal.
Is it a coffee mug?
Not a coffee mug. Good guess, though. Not a coffee mug, but it is metal. We do have a yes answer. It's gray, and it's in the studio. 740-383-9944. 42 minutes past the hour. We have a yes question. An answer. It's the yes answer. It is metal. 740-383-9944. On the Halloween edition of the Friday night program here.
And by the way, I don't know what it is. He hasn't told me.
Crosley was a very big name in Ohio.
I didn't know that it was started in
Cincinnati. Or as they say in Kentucky, Cincinnati.
Is that really what they say?
That's what they say down in Kentucky.
Oh, but you know, there is a place I want to take you down in Cincinnati.
Where's that?
I can't tell you.
Can't tell me. Go ahead, caller.
Is it a folding chair or a kitchen table?
Not a folding chair or a kitchen table, but if there's a person in the studio from time to time who has the record, Guinness Book of World Records, for breaking more metal folding chairs than anybody in the history of the world.
Oh, shame on you.
I didn't say the name. I didn't let it rip. Thank you. Not a metal folding chair. I didn't say anybody's name at all. Let the record show I did not say anybody's name. Cincinnati. That's what they say. You know what they say in West Virginia?
What?
Will you marry me to their cousins?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go up to Cincinnati and get married.
Yeah, I met first cousins that were married. Not my first cousins, but I did meet first cousins that were married.
That's not good. I don't think you can do that in Ohio. Don't we have a law?
You know, there are certain states that allow it, but I don't know what states that is.
Tonight's kerfuffle item is gray, it is metal, and it is in the studio. Any more yes-no questions along this line? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what the kerfluffle answer is tonight? The barometer tonight sits at 29.2. We're almost out of the change area. About to slip into the rain area. Go ahead, caller.
Terry Tackett.
Well, you know, it depends on the day. He does get a little gray.
Oh, I thought I was answering the question of who broke more folding
chairs. Oh, well, no, it is not Terry Tackett, but, you know, I'm sure in his day he probably has broken a chair or two.
Then it's Sean Kraft.
You are right. Ding, ding, ding. You got it. You know, he broke a chair right in front of Mr. McFeely.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that chair, I don't know, ended up in the... We had, when we were at the mall, we started with about, I don't know, quite a few, probably 10 or 11 metal folding chairs. And by the time we left, we were flat. We had none. You had to sit Indian style on the floor.
Crisscross applesauce.
Yeah, crisscross applesauce. Hey, thank you for calling.
Bye.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring it up. There's an audio clip on this station somewhere of him busting that chair.
Did my dad witness that?
Yes, he did.
Did he?
Yes, he did. Your dad was on the air with Mr. McFeely when that... We both were.
When that happened?
Yeah, when that happened, and Sean was overrunning the sound, and there went the chair.
Uh-oh.
And you heard it on the air. You heard like... and the chair went. And I was trying to ask a question, and I could not get it out, because I was trying not to laugh, And I think your dad was just laughing. And Mr. McFeely was trying to be kind about it. Go ahead, caller.
Is it a picture frame?
Not a picture frame, but that's a good guess. Not a picture frame. I thought the pastor was saying that Terry Tackett was gray. And honest to goodness, there has
been... I knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, but there have been times when Terry has come in here gray. Yeah, last night he was kind of gray. Did you notice that?
No.
Oh, yeah. He gets a little gray around the gills.
He was in the other room, so I really didn't...
He gets a little gray around the gills. He doesn't get green.
I was so tired last night, I don't even remember.
Tonight's Kerfluffle item is gray, and it is metal, and it is in the studio. What could it be? Go ahead, caller.
Is it a file cabinet?
We need one of those, though. Not a file cabinet, but a good guess.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not a file cabinet. Every time I go to a thrift store, I always think I'm going to buy a file cabinet, and then I don't have room for it in the car. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Is it a coffee pot?
Not a coffee pot. Good guess, though. Not a coffee pot.
Do we have a coffee pot in here?
Not in this room, in the kitchen. There is a coffee pot in there. So we can make coffee from time to time here. Boy, I hope we get this. 47 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, is it part of the desk or on the desk?
It is not a part of the desk, but it is on the desk. Yes.
Is it a paper sorter?
Not a paper sorter, but that's a good guess. Not a paper sorter. It is metal, and it is on the desk, and it is gray, and it is in the studio. What is tonight's kerfluffle item? 740-383-9944. Now, we're getting into it now. You know, I just wonder if I come in on Monday where this barometer will sit. We should start doing barometer readings.
Well, I told you, I can just tell you in my head with my migraines. I can tell you.
You know when rain's coming?
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Is it a stapler?
Not a stapler. Good guess, though. Not a stapler. Metal, gray, on the desk, in the studio. Tonight, we are playing kerfluffle. Go ahead. Whoa. Go ahead, caller.
How about a stapler?
Not a stapler. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Not a stapler. Good guess, though. Stapler. I don't think we have a stapler here. We did at one point. Might be in a box. Maybe we do have one somewhere.
Yeah, I think you do.
I think I do have a stapler, but I don't think it's gray. Go ahead, caller.
Is it the can you keep the pens in?
Not the can we keep the pens in, no. We don't really keep the pens in a can.
Your chewed up pens?
Yeah, did you hear that this morning? Somebody comes in here and chews the pens up.
Well, yeah, I know, because I get in the pen, and I'm like, I get
I know
little,
who does it, too.
I can't.
They're a little gray around the gills. Go ahead, caller.
Is it paper clips?
Not paper clips. That's a good guess. Not paper clips. Yeah, the person who's gray around the gills chews these pens. I've learned that over the years. But I don't know why they just don't throw the pen lid away.
Because they chew on them.
Yeah, but throw it away.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that in a community pen thing.
No, terrible. We've got pens in here, and they also do this. If you ever hear this person on the air, you'll hear a lot of... Isn't that what you want to hear on a show? That's just what you... I don't know if that's a nervous tick or something, but you get a lot of this. One time I had to take all the pens that had those on them out of the thing. What is that called?
A clicker?
A clicker. Yeah, it's a clicker. You would hear this during all the shows. Drive you nuts. All right, go ahead, caller. Are
you talking about Glenn?
No, not Glenn. No, no,
He's
Glenn
not
doesn't...
the pen chewer?
No, Glenn's not the pen chewer. I've never seen Glenn chew a pen.
Oh.
Okay. No, Glenn is not the pen chewer. 740-383-9944. We've got the gray metal on the table kerfluffle item. And who's our pen chewer? You know what I should do? I should douse these pens, like dunk them, in Tabasco sauce. Then right. when that person comes in and chews the pens.
Well, you know what you could do? You could put that stuff, you know, that you get to put on your nails if you bite your nails. The stuff that tastes yucky.
Oh.
To keep you from biting your nails.
This person would probably think it tastes great. She'd probably gnaw the lid right off the pen and keep on chewing. Go ahead, caller.
Is it a waste paper can?
No. But that's where all those pen lids are.
Oh. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No, not our trash can.
I remember the first time I touched one of those chewed up lids.
Oh, it's notorious for doing it. This person's notorious, and we all know, I don't think he knows that we know that he does it, but I've known it for a long time. So most of our pens do not have lids. But he's also got that clicker disease. Here we are, live at WWGH tonight. Oh, gee whiz. Go ahead, caller.
Stop picking on Adam.
Oh, if only Adam were the pen chewer. He might slow down for a minute.
No,
he's not the pen chewer.
Oh, my gosh. I would have bet a paycheck on it being Adam.
No, I've never seen Adam chew a pen. No.
Oh, my.
I know. The cork chewer. Well,
I apologize to Adam, then.
You've never heard this during a show?
No.
That's the person.
Okay,
thanks for calling. Oh, my. I'm letting all the secrets out tonight.
Uh-oh.
I know. Well, I bet that has a name, though. I'm sure it's not clicker. I don't know what that's called. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Sean Kraft?
No, Sean doesn't chew the pins. No, Sean's a little bit of a... germy type of person. He wouldn't chew a pin, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Not Sean. It's not Sean, no. I don't think Sean would chew a pin.
Yeah, no.
But,
definitely not a community pin.
No, I don't think he would do that.
I can't even. Ugh.
53 and a half minutes past the hour here tonight. 740-383-9944.
I think you should bring some handy wipes, some Clorox wipes or something.
Maybe I should dip all the pens in bleach. And then when I come in and I find this person keeled over on the floor, I'll say, well, I guess you weren't chewing those pens, were you? I dipped them in bleach to clean them.
Oh, dear.
This person, though, would get up and tell me they didn't chew the pen. They'd get up from a bleach pass out and they'd go, well, I wasn't chewing the pens. This is one of those people. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Our pen chewer or our kerfluffle item, which is gray and metal and on the desk.
Are we going to get it? Is it something that all radio stations have?
Well, see, that's tough. I don't know in this day and age if they all have them, but certainly it would be a radio station item. It would not be something you would typically have in your own home.
No.
I wouldn't think. It would be germane to a radio station. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Do you know who our pen chewer is? Or do you know what the gray item is that's in the studio, metal, on the desk, used for radio?
See, if I did the kerfluffle, I was going to do that skeleton there hanging on the wall.
Yeah, we'll be saying goodbye to him for another year here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Then comes Thanksgiving. You know what I always thought would be neat decorations? And this is a crafter idea. Because I think the best part of Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And I think it would be neat if we had balloons in the studio, like balloons in the parade, like a pig balloon and like a Spider-Man balloon.
Like Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
SpongeBob.
Felix the Cat. People like that who are in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, is it the atomic clock?
Not the atomic clock, but the atomic clock, one of those is gray.
Trying to think of the pins, George. Just how many people you got working there? There ain't there too many more left.
Our staff is gargantuous here at the station. Growing every day.
Yeah, I'll keep thinking.
Keep thinking. We haven't stumbled on the pin chewer yet. 740-383-9944. 56 minutes past the hour. We do have the best staff, though. You know, we make a little fun from time to time, but they're good people.
Everybody gets along.
Everybody does get along, and they think we don't because we do have arguments on the air and stuff from time to time. But we really do get along. Like last night, we were all together. I don't think anybody had any uncomfortableness. Everybody talks to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
We wait till their backs are turned to say the real awful stuff about them. That's the best time to do it. 740-383-9944. Friday night, October 29th, 2021 here. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. What's the kerfluffle item? Who's the pin chewer? Not much time left.
I can't believe Monday is November.
Marion needs a Thanksgiving Day parade because nobody wants to drive to New York. We could all carry turkeys up and down the street. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, is it Terry Tackett?
Yes, Terry Tackett is the pin chewer.
Well, at least I got that. Can't get the kerfluckle, but I got that.
Can you believe that? Have you ever listened to Terry do a show and this is going on?
No, but now that you, more I dawned on it, you know, you were talking about that, I figured it was him.
I'll tell you, if he's ever behind the microphone, you listen for that pin clicking, because you will hear it, guaranteed. I think it's his nervous tick.
Yeah, okay.
And he's also chewing the pins.
Yeah, you can get stuff that they make for dogs. If they have a habit of chewing on something.
Really?
Like the legs of your furniture or something. You put that on it, and it has a real nasty taste, keeping from chewing.
You don't think that'll kill him, do you?
Oh, no.
Okay. I'll look into it, then.
Yep.
Thank you. All right, well, we got the pin chewer. Now it's out of the bag. Hopefully he doesn't hear about this, that he's the pin chewer. He would deny it, but he is the pin chewer. If we took that to a CSI lab, one of these... lids.
They would find his DNA.
They would find his DNA all over it. 740-383-9944. I always thought he and Adam should go on a trip together.
Haven't they been on a trip together?
Oh, I went with him one time. Well, not together. Adam drove separately and I rode with Terry.
Oh.
But, oh, those two, they get along, but it's a...
Didn't they fight about something? About
well,
chargers?
Oh, yes, it was a charger. Adam was letting Terry use his phone charger, and I don't know what Terry did, but boy, it turned into a big thing. It was, I thought somebody was going to get decked. It was rough. 740-383-9944. I wonder if Adam remembers that. I remember that trip. What's the kerfluffle item? We got the pin chewer. It's gray. It's metal. It's on the desk. It's used in a radio studio. What would the item be? Does anybody know? With about a minute and a half left to go. 740-383-9944. I hope everybody has the most wonderful and safe Halloween. If you go to a Halloween party, remember, have a driver. If you indulge in anything that you shouldn't be indulging in and driving, like alcohol. Remember that. Be safe.
Have fun.
Have fun. Dress warm tomorrow night if you're a kid. It's going to be cool outside. It could be rainy. And do what you need to do as far as the pandemic's concerned. Whatever you think the precaution is or not, do it.
And you don't have to tell anybody your personal health information.
Apparently not. And it's rude to ask, I guess, is what I've learned over the last few days. Does anybody know, I did not know that was a personal health question, if you're vaccinated or not, but apparently it is.
Hmm.
What does that have to do with your health?
I don't know.
Are we going to get one more guess on the kerfluffle item? 740-383-9944.
I tell people I'm vaccinated.
That's what I could not figure out about that. Go figure, as they say.
I'm not looking forward to getting a booster vaccine, though. I mean, I'll do it, but...
All right. Well, I guess we've run out of time here. Nobody's going to get the... Every time we do kerfluffle on Friday night, we never get it.
It's because you make them too hard.
Well, I think this is pretty easy.
I guess I will have to do it next time.
All right. Well, tell everybody happy Halloween.
Have a happy, fun Halloween. And eat lots of candy for me. Chocolate.
Mm-mm-mm. Favorite candy bar?
Oh, I like Twix, Butterfingers.
Butterfingers.
Reese Cups. I like a lot of them, but I just haven't been eating any chocolate.
Butterfingers are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
For Angie Evers, this is Scott Spears wishing all of you a very happy and safe Halloween. And for this night, we're heading for the dugout.
Witches. That's witches. As in Halloween. And darling, after I had that first beautiful facelift, I never again was offered a witch role.
Is that right?
Now that tells you